An Ordinary Home-Cooked Meal by David J. Firestein. I remember having the opportunity to eat dinner at the home of a Chinese friend and her family shortly after I arrived in China as a student. The family had invited me to their home for an ordinary home-cooked meal. I was pleased to accept the invitation and relieved that it wouldn't be a very formal affair. The family greeted me very warmly when I arrived at their home. After talking for about 20 minutes, they suggested that we move to the dinner table. Only then did I realize the magnitude of their effort. There were so many dishes on the table that I couldn't see the table itself. For this ordinary home-cooked meal, the family had prepared about 15 separate dishes. As we sat down to eat, my friend's mother said, "Unfortunately, there's not very much here. This is just an ordinary dinner." Even having spent little time in China, it was clear that the family had gone to considerable effort in preparing this feast. I doubted that this would truly be considered an ordinary home-cooked meal in any country. I thought, in the States, if someone had put this type of effort into a meal, they would surely have proudly said something like, "These dishes are my specialties. My mother taught me how to make them. I spent just about all day working on them, so you could taste the real thing. I sure hope you enjoy the meal." For Americans, this kind of pride shows that the host took the guest seriously and put his or her best effort into the meal. It's their way of showing respect for the guest. In China, this type of attitude would generally be considered boastful and improper. As I began to eat, members of the family all said to me, "Just have what you like. Help yourself." At the same time, however, they continued to give me some of every dish. Everything was delicious, to be sure. I particularly liked. I tended to eat more of those. For the other dishes, I finished whatever the family gave to me, even when I didn't want any more. Each time I did, though, the family would give me more, thinking that by eating all of a dish, I was indicating that I wanted to continue eating that dish. Moreover, every time we had nearly finished a dish, they replenished it from the kitchen. I explained that in the United States, seeing the bottom of all the plates is the ideal ending to a meal. It means that the guest has thoroughly enjoyed the meal. Clearly in China, seeing the bottom of a dish is a sign that the hosts have not prepared enough. That meal left a deep impression on me. Having spent nearly 3 years in China, I'm now quite used to the unique elements of Chinese hospitality. I've come to realize that while both Americans and Chinese are warm and gracious hosts, Americans and Chinese tend to show their warmth in very different ways.